Senior Analyst, Toilet Paper Shortages to Hit Home Similarly to 2020. By Wendell Hasebo on October 20, 2021. A senior client partner at Korn Ferry on Wednesday warned toilet paper shortages are set to hit homes as they did in 2020. Early indications are that the same sorts of toilet paper shortages that hit homes in 2020 could also plague office restrooms once workers return in volume, Bloomberg reported Elise Friedman's projections. Friedman is responsible for helping businesses succeed as they return to work after the pandemic. Friedman also told the publication toilet paper may not be the only household commodity that will become in short supply. Additional items may include desks and refrigerators. Other media reports already indicate backorders exist for car parts, Christmas toys, microchips, and food like beef and poultry. The shortage of items has increased consumer prices. For instance, food costs have dramatically increased since 2020, with meats, poultry, fish and eggs increasing by 10.5%. The crisis is also having an impact on local school districts, where the supply chain crisis is compelling the rationing of forks and spoons at schools. "We have the cashiers giving out one per student," stated Lauren Wayand, Craven County Nutrition Director in North Carolina. Witten NBC reported the school system assures every student they do not have to eat with their hands due to Biden's supply chain crisis. Meanwhile, the New Haven Register in North Carolina reported the food supply chain shortage could affect thousands of meals served daily by one of the state's largest school districts. The hamburger vendor is Tyson Foods, K-12 division. According to Justin Harmon, the district spokesman, the Register continued, "District officials say the company is not going to produce the hamburgers ordered." President Biden's supply chain crisis is reportedly due to the trucking industry being short 80,000 truck drivers. President and CEO of the American Trucking Association told CNN the trucking industry is 30% short of what the supply chain is demanding in order to deliver products on time. Drivers are reportedly in short supply due to far-left policies at the state and federal levels of paying workers not to work via large unemployment benefits. The lack of truck drivers is impacting seaports. Containers are piled so high the ports are full, forcing vessels to wait in parking spots away from the docks for about 2 weeks. The delay in unloading the freight further jams future deliveries, as ships are late sailing back to Asia to refill before journeying back to America. Even if there were enough truckers, however, warehouses are also full and prices are increasing. Such full storage facilities has caused trucks to drop containers in local neighborhoods near the ports. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.